USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. The Biden administration is seeking to reassure Americans regarding rising inflation after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report showed prices rising at their fastest annual pace in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Dr. Naomi Wolf on Steve Bannon's War Room. There's some kind of contract where governors have to deliver a certain percent of vaccinated in order to get something from pharma or in order to fulfill their contract. You can see this structure over and over. We have to reach 70% or 80% of vaccinated or you don't get your rights back. She said this is not how America works.
Our Constitution doesn't say when there's a bad disease, the Constitution is suspended. It just doesn't. So, we've lived through smallpox, we've lived through HIV, we've lived through all of it with our Constitution intact because that is the law of the land. You don't get to just say the laws don't apply in a democracy. It's illegal, it's unlawful, and it's criminal.
The assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin a prop gun that killed a cinematographer on a New Mexico film set must make himself available for an interview with state workplace safety regulators, a judge has decided. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A Mars helicopter is waiting for rover to help after losing communication.
NASA's Mars helicopter may have to wait a few days to overcome a blocked radio signal that's caused by hills between it and the Perseverance rover in Jezero Crater. Until then, the tiny helicopter will sit quietly charging its solar-powered batteries. The copter lost radio contact with the rover on Sunday when it descended into a landing behind a hill after flying about a tenth of a mile. After a 15-minute blackout, the rover managed to receive broken transmissions from Ingenuity, which indicated the tiny craft was okay. Perseverance, meantime, is scouting for its next rock sampling location. The primary mission of the rover is to search for signs of ancient life in the crater, which NASA believes was a lake billions of years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden, during a Saturday press conference, called the impact of the severe storms and tornadoes that swept through multiple states in the Midwest and South Friday night into Saturday morning, killing at least 70 people and destroying livelihoods, a tragedy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, he said, "I want folks in all these states to know we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together, and the federal government is not going to walk away. This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans," Biden added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.